Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just pick up and drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new rate advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code POD, that's POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD, P-O-D, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Have you been in quarantine? Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your coconuts in months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with Hairy Coconuts. Would you show up to the first day of school without a haircut? Nope. Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with Manscaped Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing deodorant, which ensures your afternoon stroll through the jungle doesn't result in sticky coconuts. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner and made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts to give your coconuts a special boost. Subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean. The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through the quarantine and welcome back to the jungle with a Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SLOPDROP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use SLOPDROP, S-L-O-P-D-R-O-P. Your first post-quarantine date will thank you. Welcome back to the Slop Drop. This is Nathan Rogers at WooPigSumo on Twitter. And as usual, joined by my tag partners, the unluckiest man on planet Earth, Bad Luck Chapman, and the manager of champions, Mr. Stephen E. What's up, guys?
What's up? What is going on, Sumo?
Living the dream. We got a weird episode. Of course, we're not going to mention any current stuff because we don't know when we're going to air this. We're going to put it in the can, but these are kind of fun to do. We've done one once before, but you're here, I'm here, let's do this.
You're here.
Are you going to put one in the can?
I'm here.
Champion Stephen E. here.
Let's
do it.
Do this.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
No, you got to do the white guy thumbs up.
So what we are going to do is we have no idea what we're going to be talking about because we got a pack of WCW cards. What do the kids call these? Unboxing videos? Is that what the kids call
unboxing videos? Unboxing. That's exactly right. You know. I read about a kid that made like $8 million doing it 1 year.
Yeah,
like a 9-year-old kid.
Ryan's like, toy review.
This is the,
I'm very familiar
this
with
is the beginning of a new career for us.
So I'm going to open these up, and what we're going to talk about, whoever is on these cards, we're going to talk about these guys. Got them open. Ooh. Here we go.
I'm kind of excited, man. We did one of these a few episodes back, and man, I had a good time. I had a good time. It took me back in the day.
There's a little mystique about it. Usually when we have a show, we have an outline. We have, you know, topics to talk about. This time, first out of the box,
Doom.
Oh, and but wait a second.
It's only Butch. Got Butch on there.
Hey, that's all right, though.
So it's Doom, but it only has one Butch. Member. Surely they've got both members on the back.
Both on the back.
Okay. Yeah.
It says Doom, Ron Simmons, damn. Weight 285, home Warner Robins, Georgia. Butch Reed, weight 280, from Warrensburg, Missouri. Few opponents can stand the punishment style of wrestling meted out by Doom. Both Ron and Butch played college football, and they agree it's a whole lot more fun to throw human beings than it is to tackle them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legendary tag team. You did some work with old Butch.
Yeah, I've got a special place in my heart for Butch Reed, man. He was one of the guys that he was probably the first big name that I got to consistently work with on a regular basis. You know, we'd had different guys come in for one shots, but you know, Butch was always around, and he was always around lending hand to anybody that would listen. Got nothing but good things to say about Butch, man. He was a stand-up person in the locker room, and commanded the respect from everybody in the back. So I like I said, got nothing bad to say about Butch, man. He is he's a A1 personality in my book.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, and of course Ron Simmons, Hall of Famer.
Damn. Yeah.
Next on the list, or out of the pack, I should say, Elegante. Seven foot seven from Argentina, wore a shoe size 21. Ask this mountain of a man his main goal in wrestling, and he'll tell you it's to help Sting and Lex Luger against the Four Horsemen. That should make guys like Sid Vicious lose some sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if old WCW knew what to do with the big man. You know, I don't know, you know, and I don't even want to say that WCW didn't know what to do with him, because it went to WWE and kind of flopped as well. But gosh, man, he was huge. Anytime he was out there, I mean, he was head and shoulders above everybody. I don't know. He just never could catch momentum, I guess. And you know, I think he's been gone for a couple of years now. Rest in peace. But yeah. You know, big giant guy. Not kind of reminded me of Kali in a way. Would you say?
Yeah, Kali may have a little more better in ring ability, but as far as body type wise, you're right. Reminds you of Kali. Yeah. You know, there's a story about Harvey Wimpleman, who pretty much took care of him and his family for a long time. The next one, Flying Brian Pillman.
Brian, hey, there's a good one.
6 foot tall, 226 pounds. Favorite hold, the flying body press. Flying Brian gets ready to launch an aerial assault on some unlucky foe. The compact fighting machine lives the motto, it's not the size of the dog in the fight that matters, but the size of the fight in the dog. We'll take your word for it, Brian.
Yeah. You know how many times I've heard people use that in promos. That's a classic promo, you know, promo line right there. It's not how big the dog is or how big, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
That's easy for you to say.
And I know... We're not discussing current stuff, but his son, man, Flying Brian, or Brian Pillman Jr., doing some good stuff right now.
Brian.
Did I call him Flying Brian?
Crying Brian.
Right. Okay, the next. Steiner Brothers.
You mean the Breaker Brothers?
Breaker Brother. Steiner Brothers, Rick Steiner on the front here. Both are on the back. Oops.
You know, you almost got to ask yourself, like, who was the one that produced these cards? Who, like, why would you just put, you know, I mean, like it's a picture, you know, it's Doom. It's a tag team. Yeah. You need to have Ron Simmons and Butch Reed. It's the Steiner Brothers. You should have Scott and Rick, you know.
I should have said in the beginning, these are 1991 WCW cards from Impel. So these are 1991.
I want to talk to Impel's manager.
Says Rick Steiner is a graduate of the University of Michigan with a Bachelor of Science degree. Not surprisingly, he was All-American Big Ten wrestling champion. The school battle cry in Ann Arbor is gold blue. No doubt the color of his opponent's face. See the front card. It says the Steiner brothers, but on the back, and on the back it's got both, but it just says Rick Steiner.
I would bet that they made one for each.
You think they did that? I don't know. Maybe we, what do we got, another 12 cards to go? Maybe we'll get a match to that other one. Maybe we'll get Scotty.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's 12 cards total. I don't know how many I've gone through here.
Scotty Brinker.
Next, Ricky Morton.
Ricky Morton. Wow. Boy, arguably the best seller in the business, man.
Yeah.
Best seller in the business right there. That's pretty cool. One half of the Rock and Roll. See, they're not calling that one the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, weird. 5'9", 205, favorite hold figure four, compact wrestler just like nitroglycerin. You get a lot of bang from just a little bit. But don't let his size fool you. Pound for pound, they don't come any tougher, any meaner, any more powerful. A fact that Ricky has proven over and over again, much to his opponent's dismay. Wonder who wrote these.
That's awesome. I think it's awesome that you've got a mint Ricky Morton WCW 1991 card. You know, fresh out of the pack. Still smells like Impel Factory. You know,
Steve, I'll give you a $100 bill for it right now.
Oh, no, I won't.
A beautiful aroma that arouses.
Oh, look here, Doom again.
Ron Simmons.
And Ron Simmons is on the card.
There we go. That's what they're doing.
Bam!
They're trying to expand that that amount of cards in the set.
Of course, on both is back. When it come to tough strength and unbridled power, it's tough to find a stronger tag team than Ron Simmons and Butch Reed. Teddy Long, their manager, said it best, Doom bust heads, baby, and they don't care whose they are.
That's awesome.
All right, the next one, Tommy Wildfire Rich. Somebody say something about spaghetti. 6 foot tall, 218 pounds, favorite hold the Thez Press. When Tommy Rich, known to wrestling fans worldwide as Wildfire, enters the ring on business, his opponent better make sure his life insurance policy is all paid up. Here, Tommy demonstrates a favorite hold, the side headlock, which makes a whole lot of hurting going on.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of hurting. You got a side headlock. You really, that's one way to pop a crowd nowadays, you know.
Let me ask you, which version of Tommy Rich did you like? The Wildfire Tommy Rich, as pictured here. Thomas Rich from the Alexandria York Foundation. Or the FBI, ECW, Tommy Rich.
I personally like the FBI, just because, you know,
him and Tracy Smothers.
Yes,
the total opposite of Italian.
Totally opposite of what they. So, you know, you really had to rely on them developing the character and making that character entertaining because. You know, Lord knows they weren't anywhere near being full-blooded Italians, but, you know.
They had fun with that, though. So.
Yeah, they did. They looked like they had a good time.
Next up, Dutch Mantel.
Wow.
Dirty Dutch. By the way, if you go to manscaped.com and type in promo code SLOPDROP, you'll get a little discount there, something that old Dutch could have used and probably still could use this to this day. But 6 foot one, 228 pounds, favorite hold, any hold that doesn't hurt. I don't know who wrote this. Dutch shows his fans exactly how he earned his handle, Dirty Dutch Mantel. One thing is certain, when Dirty Dutch enters the ring, there had better be a large supply of aspirin close by. Come to think of it, a wedding ambulance isn't a bad idea either. No love for Dirty Dutch.
I mean, Dirty Dutch is cool to have the card, but I don't know who in the world is writing this.
Yeah. Better.
It's still will to be, damn it.
You better stay on Dirty Dutch's good side, especially, you know, in East Tennessee.
Next out of this pack says the Fabulous Freebirds, but it's Michael P.S. Hey, Hayes.
My boys are back in town, and we ain't in town to mess around.
Yeah.
This is the Jimmy Jam Garvin version of the Freebirds.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's Bam Bam at?
The true worker of the Freebirds was Bam Bam. Michael was the talker, and Buddy was the bumper. He's just one of the boys from Bad Street. No kidding, that's the name of his hometown, Bad Street, USA. The PS stands for Purely Sexy, as Michael put it. Hey, it takes a real man to wear lipstick. He's a former world tag team champion. Who's going to argue?
You know, it's funny that you said that. I never knew that's what PS meant.
I didn't either. That's the first time.
That's
I've
the first
heard
time
that.
I think.
Oh,
I've ever heard
I knew what it meant. My dad. I think I've told the story several times, but we saw them. It was the original Freebirds. Michael P.S. Hayes, Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Roberts took on Ted DiBiase, Terry Taylor, and Dr. Death Steve Williams. They had a singles match, all three, and then at the main event was a six tag. But my dad was heckling from the crowd and said it was calling them Prissy Sissy P.S. and thought Gordy was going to take care of my dad, but he didn't, thank goodness. Next, Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Look who he's body slamming there.
Oh, woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Lex Luger, 6'5", 274 pounds, favorite hold, the power slam. I thought his torture rack would be his favorite hold. I guess
again, you got to ask yourself, who's writing this?
Well, yeah. Now, wait a minute. In all fairness, this is Lex Luger, so Lex probably is writing this.
Could be. It says Ric Flair looks for a landing zone as Lex Luger is about to inflict the gorilla press slam. Lex, a former professional football player, has used his brute strength and cat-like quickness to become one of pro wrestling's most feared contestants.
You know, hold that card back up. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's a gorilla press.
That's looks Flair like coming off the top rope with the girl's body.
Yeah, yeah. You know that same.
I believe you're correct.
Who are they trying to kid? He is not gorilla pressing anybody. That is that's the same bump we've seen for the last
Flair coming off. That's Flair's crossbody.
Yeah, that's Flair's Flair's stuff.
Goes
right
to
there.
The top and gets it's caught and gets thrown.
I just think this was when WCW was good.
Yeah, yeah. Is this a Jim Herd era?
It's 1991. So
yeah,
I think
yeah,
so.
I think
yeah.
so.
That
Next
explains
up,
a lot.
Teddy Long.
Oh, man.
Hey. We're not supposed to say anything current, but I will say that the day that we're recording this, it's actually Teddy's birthday.
Happy birthday, Teddy.
Hey, happy birthday, Teddy.
Occupation, manager of doom. Motto, we gonna rule the world, baby. Teddy Long manages some of the most wicked wrestlers in the sport. Although they're not always the most popular wrestlers, that doesn't bother Teddy. He points out, fans don't win wrestling matches. Don't underestimate Teddy, though, as he'll do anything to get ahead.
And when they mean it, when they say anything, Teddy will do anything.
He has done everything.
He has done everything. He is. He's been a top-notch referee. He's been a manager. He's been a general manager.
He's not afraid to make a tag team match.
No, he's not afraid to make a change. No, he is not.
Okay, last one in the pack. Sting. Ooh. Surfer Sting.
Yeah.
Trying to see who's got it. Now, this is a gorilla press slam.
That's a gorilla press slam right
I'm
going
to need you to mail that one to me.
Yeah.
6'3", 262 pounds, motto, no pain, no gain. If there's really a superhero, it has to be Sting. He is not only iron-fisted in the ring, he also fights for truth and justice by urging little stingers all over America to say no to drugs and yes to a clean environment. He is afraid of nothing and no one.
Yeah, you know, you say no to drugs and the all-American hero, you know. We're going to have to do some research and find out who wrote this stuff because...
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, no. But they're
I wonder if it was somebody on the booking committee.
Dusty, maybe. Well, Dusty was gone.
Dusty would have been more creative.
Yeah, Dusty was gone.
I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't some suit in an office up at Turner Tower.
Yeah. We'll have to look that up.
Jamie, pull it up, Jamie.
We'll have to pull that up sometime. I bet it was I bet it was someone in creative or a suit.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Silly. But you know, they couldn't even get Lex's his gorilla press slam right. You know, it's like I said, I had to look at that picture again because I've seen that bump numerous times. Yeah. A lot in the last few years, but you know, yeah, that's silly.
Well, that was a quick and short one, but it was fun. So follow us on Facebook at The Slop Drop, on Twitter at The Slop Drop 1. Check us out on YouTube. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. Leave us a good rating and a good review. Smash the subscribe button, as the popular kids say. As always, thanks for listening. And until next time, we are out of here.